Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want to talk to Mac Julian for a minute. Hey, Mac, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. By the way, your people are out there delivering mail throughout the neighborhoods of Chicago. It's not why I called, but do you have anything to say about the crime in the city? You are the president of Branch 11 of the National Association of Letter Carriers. That's why we called. But do you have anything to say about what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, that is a reality for our members every day. You know, these streets where we're hearing all these incidents of violence out of streets that we work on every day. And I know it was, if you recall, last year was a situation where one of our carriers, she was shot four times in the Grand Crossing area while delivering the mail. She had yet to return to work. And I know it's been a real issue along with the staffing in that area to get people to either deliver or when they're facing situations that prevent them from delivering. As you know, I told the aldermen over there, I told the community, if they can't safeguard our membership as well as the postal service, if they can't safeguard our membership while they're delivering the mail, they will not be getting mail.
Is there a residency requirement for letter carriers?
No, it isn't. You know, because, you know, we're the United States Postal Service. So, you know, we have carriers who work in the city, who live in the suburbs, some who, you know, vice versa. They live in the city, work in the suburbs. So,
I don't blame somebody for saying, I don't care if they live in that neighborhood or not, going door to door every day is probably putting yourself in harm's way. I don't think I would want to deliver the mail.
Look, we're having kids caught in the crossfire. So, I mean, a letter carrier walking down the street is just as susceptible as anyone else. So, no, that's a very real issue in some of our communities in terms of mail delivery issues. So if we don't have the staffing, if we can't get the mail delivered in a reasonable time, the longer they're out there on the street, the more dangerous it becomes.
How's it going? A story in the paper the other day said the new postmaster is good news for Chicago. Do you share that view?
Well, I mean, time will tell. I've had some good conversations with him, and, you know, no one wants him to succeed more than the employees of the Chicago Post Office. You know, we are the face of the organization, the carriers and the clerks. And we want him to come in and do a good job and get us back to, I guess, a level of respectability, at least in the eyes of our customers, and providing service every day.
Wanda Prater is out. She's the old one. And the new postmaster's name, I'm looking for it here. Who's the new guy?
Eddie Morgan.
How come they won't come on? How come Eddie Morgan won't come on our radio show?
Oh, I can't speak to that. I have no idea.
They never do. They never want to come on. I'm like, listen, I'm not picking a fight here. Just come on and tell us how business is going and what the staffing issue is. Whenever you and I speak, Julian, it's often an issue of staffing. Has that improved? Do you have enough people filling the jobs?
Well, they're trying to improve the staffing situation. A combination of carriers who have been out on COVID leave, a matter of really the administrative part of who's working for the company and who's off the what we call the rolls, so they can hire additional employees. So we made some huge steps in the right direction in terms of getting carriers on the streets and covering these assignments. I regularly keep our congressional offices up to breath with...
You all right? Can you still talk to me, Mackie?
I keep our congressional office up to date on the staffing issues and the delivery concerns that they have. And it's gotten better over the past few weeks. I mean, there was a time when we were having 200-plus assignments a day not being delivered.
What's
in the
city now? What's the number now?
Just a little over 100.
But that sounds like a lot to me still.
Yes, that is a lot. That is a lot. Trust me, it's not like we're patting ourselves on the back. I'm just pointing out that we're
100 routes a day. 100 routes a day are not delivered. And is that in Chicago, or what's the region we're talking
about? That's in Chicago.
Is it the same way in the suburbs, Mac? Do your colleagues in the other? No?
Not so much in the suburbs.
100 routes a day are not delivered.
100 routes a day. Yeah. Go ahead.
I got to live with that number for a second. It would seem to me like if 100 people at my company didn't do their job a day, then they would all lose their jobs. We're in phase five, Mac.
Right.
I suppose COVID protocol matters, but a lot less now. I don't think that's a very good excuse.
No, it isn't. And you know what? From the onset, I never thought that it was because we had staffing issues prior to COVID. So we can't sit up and say, well, you know, COVID is the reason why. Well, you didn't have enough employees before COVID. Yeah, this may have exacerbated the situation, but it's something that could have been preventable. And even right now, like you said, we're in phase five. We have employees coming back to work. So what we're seeing is something that was prior to COVID. We're just seeing the staffing issues. And it's not a matter of you know, the employees not doing their job, so to speak. If you don't have the employees to do a job, when I say 100 assignments not being delivered, that's not 100 people not delivering the assignments. That means that there was no coverage on that assignment for today to have it delivered.
I understand that, but this still mystifies me. How is if then hire more people? Why don't they hire more people, Mac?
Exactly. Well, they're going through that process now. Kind of said, you know, a little late, but, you know, better late than never. I really believe that by the end of the summer, with some of the things that the approach that they're taking towards the filling these vacancies, some of the things that we're working with them.
Well, is the union getting in the way on this? Are you protecting some of these workers who aren't doing the job and there's a log jam because they can't hire new people because the old people won't get out of the way?
So the rules of discipline or any concerns that they have about employees who are not doing their job, that has not changed in over the 20 years that I've been with the Postal Service. So those same rules apply today that was 10, 15 years ago that had us properly staffed. So that's an administrative, that's a management problem, I would say, in terms of dealing with any situations that they have. If they have troublesome employees, I mean, it's black and white. You get rid of them. So, no, we're not standing in their way.
All right. Well, the questions that need to be answered need to be asked to the new postmaster. If you talk to him, tell him I'm a good guy. And and Mac, you and I get along well. I'm sure I'll get along with him. Tell him to come on my show, okay?
Yeah, I just think they don't do the public relations thing. They talk through a media person. But at the end of the day, we want the service to do all the talking.
Yeah, well, we want to talk to them too. Mac Julian, thanks for joining us again from the National Association of Letter Carriers in Chicago. We'll keep working on that.